I'm John Osier here at the 2018 NFL Owners Meetings with Mike Sando of ESPN. And Mike, this is your maiden voyage with us on Jaguars.com. So first of all, I appreciate you doing this. And your role with ESPN, yep. NFL columnist, cover the entire league and big yep. into free agency. First of all, tell us how that's going and do you enjoy it?
I hope my role is going well. You
hope so.
You might have to ask others, but I love what I get to do. And basically, as the columnist for ESPN Insider, I'm talking to people behind the scenes,
right.
getting a feel for things. And like today, I had a piece on what would Odell Beckham's trade value be. So it's me talking to general managers, people in the league, getting a range of opinions,
right.
and then taking that to a piece that timed up really well today. So I love that type of thing because it puts me in a position to learn.
Right.
And really, that's what I love. I love the game, and I love to learn about it. And what better way than to talk to the people who know the most about it?
And your thoughts on what the Jaguars did last year, 2017.
Yeah.
We haven't had you on since that
yep.
season. Were you surprised at what they did? Was there anything unique in your
yeah.
view as to how they went about it?
No, I think they realize where they're at with their quarterback. They like him, but there's only a couple of Aaron Rodgers's and Tom Brady's in the league. So what's the best way to support
mm-hmm.
your quarterback? Whether it's Blake Bortles, whether it's Alex Smith, whether it's 20 of the quarterbacks in the league that aren't just the absolute MVP
right.
candidates every year. You do that by preventing the other team from scoring. If you look in the NFL, okay, Tom Brady and Alex Smith have the same record, basically, when the other team's under 17 points.
Okay?
So when you don't have that one guy, Tom Brady, who can be down by 25 points
mm-hmm.
and win the game, you support him with the defense. So I think it made sense. And I think, the rest of what they did was really Tom Coughlin mentality
mm-hmm.
coming to the building. And that worked pretty well, too. So they've got structure. They've got an identity. They know how they want to win the game. And they have the personnel to win the game on defense.
Now, Albert Breer was on a few minutes ago and talked some to us about the focus of vision, if you will.
Yep.
Meaning, this is a team, the Jaguars, that know who they are.
Yeah.
And I think you just spoke to that. How unusual is it to have the franchise with that sort of commitment?
I think you look at the best teams, they have that.
Okay.
I think we know, I live in the Seattle area, okay? Pete Carroll wants to run the ball and play a certain type of defense, and they've been able to draft to that. I think what becomes unusual in most buildings, many buildings, you don't necessarily have everybody synced up on the same timeline. So you have and that could have been the case in Jacksonville. I mean,
right.
this could have been a thing where Dave Caldwell's there and the coach is this and that, but they were able to unify it.
Okay.
They were able to bring it together. I think a lot of places don't. And so I talk to people all the time in a league who are frustrated
mm-hmm.
about sort of where they're at. You almost have to do things for the wrong reason. Okay, your coach is in his third year, so now we have to go in free agency and get an older guy because if we don't win this year,
right.
We're all going to be fired. Ideally, you wouldn't do that.
Right.
Ideally, you would use your draft picks and build this over time, but not everybody gets to do that. So
the importance when Shad made Tom, Doug, and
yeah.
Getting on that same timeline with Dave Caldwell, a big move in your opinion.
It is, because you could have thrown everything out and started over. They didn't do that.
Right.
And I think when they hired Tom, people wondered, okay, the clock's ticking on Dave. Is he going to be out of here? And that could have set you back.
Sure.
Because now you're starting over with a whole new guy. So that part of it's pretty rare.
Mm-hmm.
To bring in somebody over your GM or alongside your GM and not have the GM pushed out quickly,
mm-hmm. Sure.
That's probably pretty unusual.
Oh, I'd say it's definitely pretty
yeah.
unusual. We talked a little bit before we came on the air, the Blake Bortles contract.
Yeah.
That's the sort of story you follow very heavily.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on it, and
yeah.
Where does that set up the Jaguars going forward?
Yeah, I think ultimately they made probably the right move. I don't feel like any of the other quarterbacks that were available at the prices they were available were necessarily going to be an upgrade. You weren't
mm-hmm.
sure. If you look at Kirk Cousins over the last 3 years, he's been pretty good. That's
mm-hmm.
probably an upgrade over what Blake's been for the last 3 years. But when you look at where Blake was last year and where Kirk was last year,
sure.
going to $28 million a year for somebody who's foreign to you, that would have been a risk. That would have cost you other players. So I like that they did it. Do I feel like Blake is great and going to be, going to the Pro Bowl every year? No.
Right.
But guess what? Case Keenum's not either.
Right.
Kirk Cousins may not either. So you do what good teams do. You build around what you've got and go from there.
You use the phrase foreign to you.
Yeah.
How important is that? it seems to me that sort of continuity is something that fans often, I think, devalue, but NFL people value very much.
No doubt. And, you know, we all fall into the trap of who won and lost free agency based on who brought in a bunch of guys. But I think there is value in your coaching staff and your building knowing what you've got. And especially at that position at quarterback, they feel like Blake made strides. And it's statistically, he did. They didn't lose a game last year when he didn't throw a pick, I don't believe. Maybe it happened in the playoffs, but they were 10-0 or something during the regular season.
Right. I think the championship game was the first time.
It was the first time, yeah. And they really, Jaguars fans will agree, probably should have won that game.
Yeah,
I mean, they were right there. I mean, if that guy, Gilmore, doesn't reach up and make that amazing play, they probably get there.
Right, third person today, by the way, who has reminded the fans of that. I'm sure they appreciate it.
Yeah, hey, that's a lot better than being reminded of being a bad team, which the Jaguars are not right now, so take it.
Had a little bit of that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. They're in a good spot. But I think there is value in that continuity. And change for the sake of change, especially when you have to pay a lot of money, it wouldn't have felt right.
Right.
You know, I don't think there was anyone there for Jacksonville in the quarterback market where it would have fully made sense, especially when you look at what Kirk Cousins got. I mean, that affects the rest of your team,
right?
You know,
in a big way,
in a huge way. When he didn't even have that great of a year last year, so you know, I get where they're at, and they'll be criticized if they fall off. But I think it made sense at the time.
Two final questions: free agency, which is something that you follow heavily. Calais Campbell, Barry Church, AJ Boye.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, Malik Jackson, Deshaun Gibson. I asked Peter King this earlier. Maybe as good a 2-year free agency pull as any team's had in the last decade, maybe ever.
Yeah, absolutely. Calais Campbell, to me, is a unique type of player to add. I know he was over 30, but I felt like among defensive players, he's somebody who is a game changer.
Right.
And not he's unlike what's usually available in the market.
Right.
Usually you're getting someone, and there's a real reason why this guy's available, and you're sort of – it's like in a card game. You have your discard pile. You get rid of somebody, and you pick someone else off of their discard pile.
Right.
And in the end, there's not that huge of a difference.
Right. That's 80% of what free agency is.
That's what free agency is. So it is unusual to be able to assemble that many guys who are high-priced and have them be fits. I think that's really what's happened with the defense. I think they've had a clearer vision of the type of player for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at what's happened, like in Atlanta. I feel like that they've had that too, and that's part of being aligned and in sync. And so, when you make those high-priced buys in free agency, the fit has to be there, or that guy's just going to be a high-priced guy.
That's often the toughest thing.
I think they've done a great job of that. The defense is amazing.
Final question. It's a million-dollar question for Jaguars fans. A great season last year by their standards, by any standards.
Yes.
How sustainable going forward? Do you look at their roster and see something that can last?
Well, yes, because of the defense. I think when you have a defense that's that good, and I feel like it's probably going to be a top five, certainly a top 10 defense again, I think that gets you, you're a 500 team now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That sort of ensures your floor. Your quarterback would have to play really bad suddenly, like look at Denver, okay? Denver got really bad quarterback play last year with a good defense, and that's what it took for them to be under. But I think we feel like the way they're going to run the ball, we know that. They're signaling it with the offensive line moves. They've got the back. That formula is there. So, you know, does it mean you win 12 or 13? Not necessarily. But I think you're a double-digit win team probably.
Gotcha. Mike Sando, fascinating stuff. I appreciate you doing this. For Mike Sando, I'm John Osier from the NFL Owners Meeting.